You've spent the last several years living in a tiny, remote First Nations community in Alert Bay, BC. What has been your experience there in dealing with other kids who are growing up in that type of situation?
In the rural community, it was really made apparent to me the lack of mental health resources and the lack of support for myself, reaching counseling for myself. I take a ferry ride and a 3-hour drive down to Comox to see my therapist. For someone who's on assistance or for someone who's, has a family and is working full time, I take a full day to do that and have to stay overnight in a hotel. It's just not feasible for an average family in Alert Bay to do that. There are some resources on the island, but they're limited. And a lot of the counselors are related to the families. The intergenerational trauma from residential schools has really taught our nations to be quiet. And in that silence, things become normalized that are not. That's really why I want to start this movement, is so people can start talking about these things and realizing that, some of these things that have become normalized aren't, and that there is hope and light at the end of the tunnel.
What you are doing is driving from Chatham-Kent to Alert Bay, and as a professional hairdresser, you're going to be doing people's hair.
In my experiences in the last couple of years being in Alert Bay, I've had the opportunity to go into some even smaller remote villages and do hair and see the change from the start of the week to the end of the week, and even people's shoulders, back a little further and their heads up a little higher, and just people feeling good about themselves. When you're on a budget, hair tends to be the first thing that goes out the window. So I really noticed how many people had never had a professional haircut and how good they felt about themselves after. So I thought by going across country, I would offer my hair services to youth in remote communities on a traditional bartering system, so they can bring me arts and crafts or share a song and dance to be recorded. And then hopefully I can get a little documentary put together at the end of it. I'm hoping to inspire them and to raise a little bit of hope and their self-confidence, and giving them a fresh haircut and their sense of accomplishment in paying for it themselves with something that they've created or something that they're performing.
Having struggled through mental health issues and suicide, and seeing firsthand either yourself or with friends and family who've gone through similar struggles, obviously a haircut is not, or a hairstyle is not fixing everything, but it can certainly be that first step to just making people, giving them that little boost.
What kind of sparked this idea is there's just an inspirational individual that lives in Kingcombe, a tiny little village. Her name is Lindsay, and she had started this workshop on film for some of the youth in the village. And the documentary that came out of that workshop, one of the youth had said, "I had no idea that this was even a possibility for me to do until Lindsay came into the village with her cameras." And right there, I was like, wow, like that one girl inspired this youth to maybe do something with film and photography now. And so I just, I've been watching people around me, struggle in their mental health issues and, not had a sense of how to help. But this is something that I can do to help, and I just feel like it's better than not doing anything at all.
So the plan is you are going to be getting in your car with your very large dog, Sebastian, and driving across the country. What's your plan for the next couple of weeks? Because you're leaving in a few days.
Yes, so I have just contacted a few people along the way. I'm planning on my first stop to be Pick River First Nations. My friend Josh Everett is helping me set something up there. So me and my dog will be starting our journey, and our first 12-hour drive of the journey, the youth center up there and me are in talks still about what's going to happen. So I'm just working on getting a camera and my release forms set up and just tying up some ends, and yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, we look forward to following your journey. I will be keeping tabs on you as you go, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.